Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about how to start your own online business in 2025. And honestly, if you're thinking about becoming your own boss, this episode is going to be a game changer. If you want to see a perfect example of what we're discussing today, definitely check out kindleriches.com. We'll put that link in the description.
Oh my God, yes. Starting your own business has never been more possible than right now. But here's the thing. Everyone's getting overwhelmed by all these complex online business models that require like $10,000 to start and crazy technical skills.
Right? And it's so frustrating because people think they need to become dropshipping experts or build some complex SaaS platform. But the reality is, the best online businesses for 2025 are actually much simpler than people realize.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to say. When you're looking at online business ideas, you should prioritize ones with low startup costs, no inventory headaches, and the potential for actual passive income.
Oh, don't even get me started on inventory. So many people get burned trying to guess what products to stock, dealing with suppliers from overseas, managing shipping nightmares. There's got to be a better way.
No way. What kind of online business doesn't require inventory? Because that sounds like exactly what I'd want to start.
Well, here's what's interesting. Some of the most successful online business owners I know are in publishing. Not traditional publishing, though. They're using Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing platform to build real businesses.
Wait, publishing? Like writing books? Because I'm definitely not a writer.
That's the beauty of it. You don't need to write anything yourself. These entrepreneurs are creating books using AI tools, hiring ghostwriters, or republishing public domain content. They're building legitimate businesses without being authors.
Are you serious? How is that even possible?
So get this. Amazon KDP lets you publish books in multiple ways. Low-content books, like journals and planners, AI-assisted content creation, working with freelance writers. The key is understanding what sells and how to position it.
That's mind-blowing. But, like, how do you know what books to create? Isn't market research the hardest part of starting any business?
Here's the brilliant part. You use Amazon's own data. There's this bestseller rank system, and if you find books ranking between 20,000 to 100,000, that's your sweet spot. High demand, manageable competition.
Okay, so here's what's crazy, though. I always thought starting an online business meant building websites, dealing with payment processors, all that technical stuff. This sounds way more straightforward.
That's exactly why this works so well. Amazon handles everything. The website, payments, delivery, customer service. You focus on creating the products and optimizing for sales. It's like having a business partner that handles all the stuff you don't want to do.
What really gets me excited is the scalability aspect. Like with most online businesses, you hit a ceiling where you need employees or massive ad spend to grow.
Exactly. And here's the thing. Once you publish a book, it can sell forever. Michael went from 0 to 42 books, generating $11,200 a month. That's not a side hustle anymore. That's a legitimate business that let him quit his engineering job.
And get this, the profit margins are incredible. Amazon pays up to 70% royalties, which means if your book sells for $10, you keep $7. Try finding those margins in e-commerce.
Right? And speaking of building a real business, you should definitely visit kindleriches.com. The founder literally built this into a $12,400 per month business and now only works 10 hours a week.
Yes, that's what I love about their approach. It's not just about publishing one book. They show you how to build a publishing empire. Like Jennifer went from complete beginner to $8,750 a month with 27 books in just 6 months.
What's really impressive is how this gives you true location independence. Sarah's running her business while raising 3 kids, working just 8 hours a week, making $4,300 a month. That's the kind of flexibility most business owners dream about.
That's incredible. But here's what I want to know. What about startup costs? Because most online businesses I hear about require thousands up front for inventory or development.
This is where it gets really exciting. You can start with under $100. Compare that to dropshipping, where you might need thousands for inventory and ads, or starting a traditional business where you need tens of thousands.
And there's no physical overhead, no warehouse, no office space initially. You're literally building a business from your laptop.
Here's what's really smart about this business model is you're creating assets, not just working for money. Each book you publish becomes part of your business portfolio, generating income 24/7.
So what kinds of books are we talking about here? Because I'm imagining complex textbooks or something really specialized.
Not at all. People are making great money with simple stuff. Gratitude journals, wedding planners, kids' activity books, recipe organizers. The simpler, the better sometimes, because it's easier to create and has broader appeal.
And get this, you can use tools like Canva for design or hire someone on Fiverr for like $20 to create professional covers. The whole ecosystem is set up to help you succeed.
What really excites me is how this levels the playing field. You don't need connections, you don't need a business degree, you don't need massive startup capital. If you can research what people want and deliver it, you can build a business.
Here's what's interesting though. This isn't some get-rich-quick scheme. David built his $2,800 monthly business over 4 months while keeping his day job. It requires work, but it's realistic and achievable.
Exactly. And Amazon's platform is only getting bigger. The global e-commerce market is projected to hit $6 trillion. And Amazon dominates book sales. You're building on a proven, growing platform.
What I love most is how this gives you control over your income. No more depending on one employer, no more worrying about layoffs or company politics.
And honestly, for anyone listening who's tired of making other people rich and wants to build something of their own, this could be your path to business ownership.
Before we wrap up, I just want to remind everyone, if you're serious about starting your own online business in 2025 and you want a proven model that actually works, head over to KindleRiches.com. They're honestly the perfect example of everything we've been discussing today.
Absolutely. Their seven-figure Amazon KDP playbook shows you exactly how to build this kind of business, from niche research to launch strategies. Plus, they've got templates, launch plans, everything you need to get started.
The best part, it's just $7 right now with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's literally the cost of lunch for a complete business blueprint.
That's it for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. And remember, the best time to start your own business was yesterday, but the second best time is right now. Stop making other people rich and start building your own empire.